I was born for a purpose, to bring you hope, to guide you out of darkness.
Shop Dell Technologies' Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Finances can be so intimidating, but since I've started using Dave, the banking app, managing my money is much easier. Dave shows me how much I have left to spend after my routine expenses. And if I'm short on cash, Dave's extra cash advances me the money I need, up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No interest, no credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com/easy.
Dave is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Eligibility criteria apply, subject to bank approval. Service and or instant transfer fees may apply. Advances typically approved in 5 minutes.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing back on bipartisan calls in the Senate to release the House Ethics Committee findings of its investigation into sexual misconduct and illicit drug use allegations of former Congressman Matt Gaetz. He resigned after being nominated by President-elect Trump to be Attorney General.
Mr. Speaker, would you stop the Ethics Committee from releasing the report to the judiciary?
The Speaker doesn't have the ability to do that. I just expressed my opinion on the matter.
Senate Judiciary Democrats are seeking the report ahead of expected confirmation hearings. For the first time, the Air Force has awarded the Silver Star to a female service member for her role in shooting down more than 80 Iranian drones, all part of Iran's missile attack on Israel in mid-April. Israeli forces continue strikes in northern Gaza, battling Hamas. The UN and humanitarian aid groups, meantime, say famine is looming, and it's nearly impossible to get aid in. This is ABC News. New warnings about a warming planet, polluted cities, and misinformation at the UN's climate summit, COP29 in Azerbaijan.
Former Vice President Al Gore saying the time to pay attention is right now.
Do we listen to the polluters who don't want to do anything meaningful that might reduce fossil fuels, or do we listen to the scientists who have been telling us what we need to do?
New research released at the summit says Shanghai puts more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere than any other city on the planet, followed by Tokyo, New York, and Houston. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A Russian military aircraft was detected near the UK. The country's Ministry of Defense says Royal Air Force fighter jets scrambled when a Russian military aircraft was detected flying close to the UK airspace earlier this week. It marks the second time in 3 months that UK forces have detected Russian ships and aircraft within a week of each other. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and mild, with high temperatures reaching those low 50s with calm winds. We could see some patchy fog overnight and partial sunshine tomorrow. Feisty winds will push us to the mid-50s. With plenty of sunshine on Sunday, we remain warm. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wausau-based Aspirus Health has announced plans to open a clinic and ER in Chippewa Falls following the sudden closure of the hospital there. Chippewa Falls has been without hospital services since the closure of HSHS St. Joseph Hospital earlier this year. A crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits required for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. There'll be an extra charge when you charge your electric vehicle, the State Department of Revenue announcing Thursday, a 3-cent per kilowatt hour tax on the electricity from an EV charging station beginning next year. The revenue generated will help fund road repairs and construction. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07. Reporting from the NAFB convention in Kansas City, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Chippewa Falls will get a new hospital after being without one since HSHS and Prevea closures earlier this year. Aspirus Health says the plans for the new facility are in the works and the hospital could be open in as little as a year and a half. The hope is to find a site close to Highway 29. Aspirus is based in central Wisconsin. They have 18 hospitals throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. It's prison time for a Dunn County care worker in a sexual assault case. A judge sentenced 49-year-old Ramon Bridges to 9 years in prison for sexually assaulting two people at the adult assisted living facility where he worked. The assaults date back to 2018 when Bridges worked as a caregiver at the now-closed Serving Hands facility in Menominee. After his prison term, Bridges will spend 9 years on probation and will also have to register as a sex offender. He's also barred from ever working as a caregiver again. It could soon be more expensive to charge your EV at a gas station or at the store. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has announced the state's EV charger tax will begin in January. The tax comes to 3 cents per kilowatt hour. Businesses will have to pay the tax, but people who have an EV charger at their home will not. Now, state lawmakers approved the tax as a way to make up for the gas tax that EV drivers are not paying. Schools across Wisconsin will be getting a lot more money in the next year. A new report says voters across the state approved a record $4.4 billion in school referenda in the year's two elections. Now, the Wisconsin Policy Forum says more schools were able to pass their tax hike questions last week. Just over 77% of schools got the money that they asked for this fall, compared to 60% back in the spring. The policy forum says the need for local tax hikes is highlighting a problem with Wisconsin's statewide school funding model. But Republican lawmakers say many local districts just do a better job of budgeting the money that they already have. A new initiative is helping connect local schools and hospitals to create new opportunities for students. The Wisconsin Hospital Association Vice President of Education Lee Ann Larson says the goal is to fill the healthcare workforce pipeline while also creating a pathway for stable careers. Larson says grant money will create chapters in high schools, which will help provide students with opportunities to explore healthcare careers and experiences. 30 local hospitals and 23 high schools will take part in the program. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
One person is dead after a single vehicle accident in Chippewa County yesterday. According to the Chippewa County Sheriff's Department, 27-year-old Kyle Baker of Bloomer was traveling northbound on Highway 40. When his vehicle left the roadway, he entered the ditch, then overturned several times and was ejected from the vehicle. He died of his injuries at the scene. The man accused of the death of Mary Chalais in 1974 appeared in Dunn County Court Tuesday. Online court records show that 84-year-old John Miller has now been charged with first-degree murder and is being held at the Dunn County Jail on $1 million cash bond. Miller was arrested November 7th in Owatonna, Minnesota, after authorities used DNA evidence to identify him as the primary suspect in the cold case. His next court appearance is November 21st. A Clark County father is now looking at charges after investigators say one of his daughters found his gun, then shot her sister. That happened in Neillsville earlier this week. Prosecutors say 29-year-old Brandon Woods' 5-year-old daughter found his gun under a couch cushion, pointed it at her 4-year-old sister, and pulled the trigger. The wounded little girl was rushed to the Marshfield Medical Center for treatment. There's no word on how seriously she was wounded. Woods told investigators this is not the first time his daughter found the gun, but it's the first time she fired it. The votes are counted in Wisconsin, but the election is not yet official. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said local election clerks have finished counting their ballots. That means the state's canvass can begin. The canvass will produce the official election results. Nothing's changed since the day after Election Day when news organizations said President Trump and Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin both won in Wisconsin. The Elections Commission has until December 1st to collect canvass results and then certify the official election result. The latest look at Wisconsin's crime lab shows it's taking a lot longer to turn around just a few more cases. Attorney General Josh Call released the latest report on the crime lab yesterday. It shows the number of cases at the lab increased by just under 1% last year. The report also shows a much larger jump in the time it took scientists to turn those cases around. In some cases, it took twice as long. This is just the latest report that shows a growing gap in turnaround times at the state crime lab. Call dismissed the critics of the lab and said the real solution is hire more people. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
The American Legion in Eau Claire is raising money for a new mural. Legion Post 53 says it wants to work with local artists to paint a mural on its building. The mural will go behind the Welcome Home statue that currently sits in front of the Legion. The Legion's Bradley Varanis says the idea is to paint a mural of soldiers who will then get their salute from the Welcome Home statue. There's no word on just how much the mural will cost, but Varanis says the Legion is raising money right now. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Truex Jr., proud of accomplishments. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered. NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Kyle Rickey. Join Chris Wilner and I each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We also talk to rising stars from your favorite short track. That's NASCAR Coast to Coast. Watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
As 2017 NASCAR Cup Series champion Martin Truex Jr. embarks on his retirement from full-time competition, the 44-year-old New Jersey native reflected on what stands out of his many accomplishments in NASCAR's premier series.
I think most proud of just, you know, not a high probability, I guess, of doing the things I was able to do and being able to be around in the Cup Series in this garage as long as I have, and the way it started and the way it ended are completely two different stories, I think. So just the perseverance, I think, the hard work, none of it came easy. My success in the Cup Series was certainly very, very difficult to achieve. So I'm very proud of that, but I'm also very thankful for the opportunities and the people I've gotten to work with.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
On Friday, November 15th, Netflix and MVP, Most Valuable Promotions, brings you the highly anticipated heavyweight boxing mega event of the year. Jake El Gallo Paul will go toe-to-toe in the ring against Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet. This is the fight the world's been waiting for. Don't miss these epic showdowns live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Watch Paul versus Tyson live tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on Netflix.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's men's college basketball on tap tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 3-0 Badgers playing host to top-ranked Arizona. 8 p.m. tip at the Kohl's Center. 15th-ranked Marquette off to a 3-0 start there at Maryland. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team opens a two-game series at number 2 Ohio State in Columbus tonight. Badger men off to just a 2-8 start, 1-5 in the Big Ten. They'll play at Penn State this weekend. Coach Mike Hastings says they need a good start.
I think momentum in this building is really important. They've got one of the more, let's just say, involved student sections in the country, and it's right behind your goaltender. And so getting off to good starts and trying to keep them at bay as long as you possibly can, I think is important, as it is anytime you go on the road.
Packers put the wraps on their practice week today. We'll face the Bears in a noon kick at Soldier's Field on Sunday. The football Badgers face number 1 Oregon in Big Ten action tomorrow night at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The football state semifinals are on tap this weekend at neutral sites around the state. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It is time for state semifinals in 11-player football this weekend, set for neutral sites around the state. In Division 1, 7th-seeded DC Everest will tangle with Bayport, who took down defending champion Marquette last week. On the other side of the bracket, Classic 8 rivals Muskego and Maguanago face off. Division 2 features Rice Lake against West Appear in a rematch between Slinger and Badger, won earlier this year by Slinger. The Division 3 matchups are La Crosse-Logan against Notre Dame and Catholic Memorial versus Wisconsin Lutheran. Baldwin-Woodville takes on Winneconne, and Aquinas meets up with Racine St. Catharines in D4, with the Division 5 field including Northwestern versus Wrightstown and Prairie du Chien against Stratford. It's Cinderella Story Belleville, an 8 seed, trying to stay alive in Division 6 as they face off against Lomira, with Grantsburg versus Bonduelle on the other side of the bracket. Division 7 features Edgar versus Boyceville and Potosi-Cassville meeting up with Kenosha St. Joseph. All of the 11-player games are on Friday night, but on Saturday it is 8-player that takes center stage. In the 8-player state championship set for 1 o'clock, Owen Withy plays Lena St. Thomas Aquinas at Wisconsin Rapids High School, both searching for their first 8-player title. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. So you're out in the field. You've got your rifle or your shotgun. Deer comes through, you pull the trigger, deer runs off. I figure there are a couple of reasons why deer hunters miss after pulling the trigger, and I'll tell you what they are, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
There are a couple of reasons why deer hunters miss after they've pulled the trigger, and I think the big one, number one, is that they don't know where the gun is shooting. They don't know where that bullet or that slug is going. It's because they didn't sight that gun in or shoot that gun before the season. Scopes can lose their accuracy if they get jarred around, or even just from temperature changes, and a little bit makes a huge difference. And of course, open sights, they get knocked around too. So if you haven't shot that gun before the season, you don't know where it's going to hit. I had a friend who I was hunting with that shot at 3 deer before he realized my sights are way off. He made the adjustment and finally killed one. The second reason I think that people miss is because they don't look at what's between them and the deer. Even a small twig can knock a bullet off its track. And I've seen people try to shoot a slug through a brush pile to get at a deer, and that just doesn't work. So if you know where that gun is shooting and you make a clean shot, you are going to kill that animal. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and mild, with high temperatures reaching those low 50s with calm winds. We could see some patchy fog overnight and partial sunshine tomorrow. Feisty winds will push us to the mid-50s. With plenty of sunshine on Sunday, we remain warm. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and we have made it to a Friday with a very interesting marketing trade week. We're going to dive into what's been happening really in our trade this week, and especially when we talk about some recovery possibilities. We're going to look at export demand for our commodities and what's going on with the Mississippi River, for example. So joining us to break down everything today is Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. And let's start out looking at this recovery in the corn, the soybeans, and the wheat market today. Let's start out with the corn. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, we are having some nice recovery. And if you really dig in and look at it, a few things that I think are going on out there. You know, if you look back, this market, after we came out with the crop report, the WASDE report, you know, the market ran up on 11.8, got all the way up to 434 and three quarters, which did break through that 434 and a quarter level, which would have been a high that we'd had coming back the first few days of October. But we did run into a lot of selling resistance there, and then the market just gradually started working its way lower, you know, through the week, and we came right down on some major support levels from a technical perspective yesterday. And then today, when we saw the market, you know, open overnight, it did trade down below those, and now it's finding some buying action. And I think thing we have to remember is that the funds have switched, according to the Commitment of Traders report that came out on last Friday, which would have given us through the previous Tuesday, you know, that did show that the funds were long for the first time on the fund side, from the contract side. And actually, as of this morning, our latest numbers would have suggested that they were probably long, I would say, if I get the latest number here, about 38,000 contracts. Now, what's significant about that is that as we come into support levels from a technical perspective, you know, the funds can be stepping there to buy it. And I think we also see some end user buying that does step in there also. So that's helped us. We've got the market bouncing back up, and we're getting back inside kind of above our major support line, which is, you know, is good to see on the corn side, Susan.
What about for the soybeans?
You know, soybeans just has had a lot of negative information thrown at it. So if you kind of think back on that market and you look at it, the funds are still short that market. As of this morning here, the latest numbers we have would have them short about 56,000 contracts. So, you know, different than corn, anytime there's a little bit of strength, I think we have a little bit of farmer selling that happens. Then we also end up having some of the speculative trade selling. But if we go back and kind of go through that market the same way we did on the corn. If you think about when election day was, we had that market kind of spike lower and then it did reverse. Had a nice run up right in as we tightened up the stocks coming out of the WASDE report, but really did run into some major selling pressure up there as we were coming up close to that 100-day moving average. The difference we've had between the corn and the beans is that the beans, though, however, had extreme pressure put on them. And over the course of 3 days, we lost nearly 50 cents. And we did come down also, though, to a major support level, just kind of an uptrend line that would connect back our low that we'd have back from the end of October. And another point along that line would have been trade action we'd had about the 6th of November. And then we were able to reverse and bounce back up. And I think there's a couple main things there. One thing we do, we've got that technical support that's given to us. We've also seen a little bit of recovery in the palm oil market. And the palm oil market selling off had been a big reason also why we'd seen some pressure in soybean oil. And that did also spill over there into soybeans themselves. But then today we got the NAFO crush numbers out. And that definitely did help the market. It was better than what the trade was thinking. And I think you bring all that together and you just see a little bit of recovery happening on the soybean side too, Susan.
Well, what about the export demand? What are we looking at for them?
Well, you know, on the export side, you know, export numbers were out this morning and they weren't as big as what we've been seeing by no means. We were just a little bit over 1.3 million metric tons on the corn side. But I think what's important to talk about on the corn is when we take the outstanding sales that are out there, and this is going back to September 1st, the beginning of the 2024 marketing year, we also take what's already been shipped, and we bring that all together and compare that to where we would have been last year at this time. We're up 41.7% on the corn export side. Now, USDA only believes we're going to be up 1.4%. Now, I do not believe we'll stay on this pace. I do think we have a lot of front-loading, meaning that we've got individuals that are buying bushels, and I don't think this is happening because of an increase in demand. I do think there's a little bit of it, though, that is coming from us being able to take some market share away from South America. We talked about this many times. If you go back and think about their Safrina corn crop coming out of Brazil, you know, that crop came up shorter, and what that meant, they ran out of bushels quicker. The other thing that did happen is that some of their streams, some of their rivers down there did get a little bit low also, so that did impact some of their ability to barge some of that corn out in some of those areas, but it wasn't a big deal. But what that's done is it's made it very competitive for us. You know, we're in the driver's seat right now, and we will stay that way until they harvest that their Safrina crop. So we got to get clear back around over into, you know, May, even into June, before they're a big competitor. And we've stayed very competitive also. We've been better priced than what we're seeing coming out of Ukraine. You know, we did see when the market ran up and got into that 434 area, though, we did end up seeing some offers coming out of Ukraine that's being reported that we're getting competitive. So we got to keep that in the back of our mind. Then we switch over to soybeans. Soybean number is nothing like what we've seen in the past weeks. It did come in at about 1.55 million metric tons. When we bring together what the outstanding sales are, we also take a look at what's already been shipped. That would show that we're up about 6.3% when we go from the crop year until now and compare that to where we were last year. Now, USDA believes that we're going to be up about 7.7%. I think the thing we have to remember is that South America's weather looks good. They're going to have a big crop. They're going to be really competitive here very soon.
All right, sounds good. Well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what's happening in the rest of this grain complex, including what's going on with demand for ethanol. And that, of course, has been a chatter here during this year's National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. A lot more around the corner. Stick around. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car.
or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back once again to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue with Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners, and we left off just looking at these grain complex. Let's talk about ethanol, because I know here at the convention they were talking a lot about, you know, next EPA administrator. They're talking about demand, about what's going to happen within this trade action. What's your takeaway to where we're at with ethanol as we hit mid-November?
Yeah, so as we dig in the ethanol numbers, you know, those were released a day later than normal. We got those out yesterday, but, you know, a very good number. Actually, the largest on a monthly basis that we've had, and, you know, in all the individual months. So we know that there's plenty of corn out there. We know that right now the profitability probably isn't the greatest for these plants, but it's good enough for them to keep, you know, using that corn for the ethanol. Their numbers came in yesterday at about 1.13 million barrels per day. And now that was up 6.3% compared to a year ago. But the thing, big thing that we're watching here, we go back to where the crop year started back on September 1st. And from September 1st till now, when we compare that to last year, we're up about 3.5%. Now, USDA's current estimate out of the WASDE report in November would have pegged the number down about 0.4%. Now, just to kind of put that in perspective, you know, if we've got almost a 4% difference there, if that would all materialize, that's about 200 million bushels more on the demand side. Now, I don't think that will all materialize, but I think the takeaway point would be is as we go down the road, I think we will need to see that ethanol number come up. And I was actually a little surprised we didn't see it come up in the WASDE report that we had here last week. I was also a little surprised that we didn't see USDA increase the export number in the WASDE report. Now, what they may have been holding out on in that export number, because I think it could have been supported by what we've seen for sales and shipments, is that they're probably of the opinion a lot of this is front loading. A lot of this is people trying to, whether it be, you know, Mexico loading up on extra or this unknown category, whoever that is, everybody claims that it's not China. Now, I believe that maybe it sure could be China based on what the volumes are, but that isn't a popular opinion out there. But what I would say as we come back around on that is that USDA just must think that at some point in here, those exports are going to kind of fall off. But, and that must be the same thing on the ethanol side, why they didn't raise that in the WASDE report, because the numbers would support that.
Well, Jeff, do you want to do a little expanding on those NOPA crush numbers?
Yeah, you know, the NOPA crush numbers, it definitely did, as I mentioned a little bit ago, definitely did help us in regard to, you know, soybeans here today. That's a big number, which we'd expect those to be big because we keep adding additional plants. Additional plants keep getting, you know, up to speed. Came in at 199.959 million bushels would have been what was crushed through all the plants that are part of NOPA in the October. Just to kind of put that in perspective, that would have now be the highest monthly number that we've had. The previous is 196.4 million bushels of soybeans. That was set back in March of 2024. And I believe also this 199.959 million bushels crushed is up 10 or 12% compared to what the number would have been in September. And that's a very good one. You know, what we're going to have to watch going forward is there's, you know, a lot of demand over there on the renewable diesel side.
We know that there's used cooking oil coming in that's actually being used as a feedstock for that. It will be interesting to see what happens that way when the Trump administration does come in. So there's going to be a lot of policy issues, and who's leading EPA is going to be a very, very important to see as we go forward, Susan.
Absolutely. What about the river levels on the Mississippi? I think this is like the third consecutive year we've seen the drop that we've been dealing with.
Yeah, this is the third consecutive year that we have seen that. And, you know, this time of year is always extremely important. Barge traffic down the Mississippi is so important to get those bushels down to the Gulf so that we can get, you know, soybeans exported out and then after that to have corn. And we've seen some nice improvement with the rains that have fallen. You know, if you take a look at the river gauge at Memphis as one we like to watch, you know, it's currently sitting at about 6.53 feet. Here recently, over the last week, it had got all the way up to 7.21. But if you look at here over the last month, we actually had been as low as 10.37. Now, the benefit of having that higher level is that, you know, that's getting to where we're able to reduce some restrictions, able to load more on those barges, able to put more barges in tow, which basically decreases our freight cost. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to decrease the price that we're going to be able to offer stuff out at the Gulf, because we know our interior basis levels are increasing on both corn and soybeans.
Well, as we get ready to wrap up, what a quick thought on marketing plans. What should we be thinking about for the rest of November?
Yeah, I'd say be thinking about how many bushels you want to move on a little bit of strength in this market to get some move. Also be watching these basis levels. If you have something to move here during December, I'd say we're getting really close to needing to lock those up.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Jeff?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
Thanks so much, Jeff Peterson, joining us today as we take a look at the Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems, OE-grade filters to keep your equipment in top shape. A draft of the 2025 Dietary Guidelines was released last month from the USDA and Department of Health and Human Services, and the administration's push for more plant-based food in American diets was roundly criticized by both meat eaters and the livestock industry. I'll have the details after this. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Every 5 years, the Departments of Agriculture and Health and Human Services release their dietary guidelines for Americans, and the next update is scheduled for 2025. While the final version is still months away, a proposal for the new rules was released last month, and it stirred up some strong reactions. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, RCAF, and the National Pork Producers Council have all raised concerns regarding proposed limits on red and processed meats. Each of these groups argue that the new draft guidelines are based on recent public trends and less on scientific evidence related to nutrient-rich diets. Following the release, the NCBA emphasized the nutritional importance of beef, which it argues offers essential nutrients that are often underrepresented in other protein sources. In their response to the draft guidelines, the NCBA pointed out that plant-based foods already account for over 70% of the average American diet, a percentage that has increased along with a slew of health concerns. They argue that this balance demonstrates an existing lean toward plant-based foods in American diets, which makes further reductions in meat recommendations unnecessary and potentially, they say, harmful to meeting nutritional needs. The National Pork Producers Council has been equally vocal. They point out that pork provides key nutrients like B vitamins, iron, and zinc, which support health and wellness across various age groups. NPPC leadership fears these new recommendations could hurt the U.S. pork producer if they lead to reduced demand in federal nutrition programs and beyond. These industry voices are advocating for what they call a, quote, science-based approach to food policy, noting that excessive limitations on red meat can overlook vital dietary components, particularly for specific groups like children, elderly adults, and those with higher protein requirements. RCAF has gone even further, calling the guidelines a, quote, government-driven attempt to shift diets, and they expressed worry over a potential impact on the family rancher. I'll be back with more after this.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
As of now, the 2025 dietary guidelines are still in the proposal stage from the USDA and Health and Human Services, with the final version not expected until next year. Given the changes ahead for both agencies under the incoming presidential administration, livestock producers, meat processors, and big fans of barbecue should continue talking about the importance of meat in America's diet. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. And mostly sunny and near 50 Sunday. Wet weather returns to the forecast as we start next week with rain chances Monday and Tuesday and breezy at times. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently 54 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. just killing time, just killing me. Drinking my supply, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line, then they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing.
Show Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Or we can do that, or baby, we can stay right where we're at. to heaven tonight.